from A Studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Hello.
Yo.
How we doing?
We're all right.
Yeah, we are.
It's 20 degrees cooler than it was last week at this time.
70 outside. It's sun is shining, no rain, no problems.
Mosquitoes.
Eh, that's not a problem. There's spray for that. You'll do it.
Yeah, okay.
Nope, it's a good day. I don't know. It's a light.
Well, first off.
Sir, yes.
This is not live.
No, this is semi-live from A Studio. That is correct.
Yep, yep.
We're doing this on a Wednesday. We got some jobs we have to get to on a Friday. On a Friday. So we're gonna get fired up on a Wednesday.
Back to usual. Back to normal stuff here.
For at least a little bit. Yeah. Once again, it's been summer is a find your own sports kind of thing. It's
the end of July next week.
Oof. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, we're clipping through. We've hit the near middle tail of the summer.
Sure.
So I hope everybody's out there finding a sport like kayaking or swimming or gardening.
Is kayaking a sport?
Totally. If
it's in the Olympics, it's a sport.
If you're asking me that, then you've definitely not kayaked, my friend. Because it wears out your arms. You got to tip over sometimes. You got to wedge into sandbars so you can crack open your drink. Yeah, it's exercise. You got to balance. You got to do.
Horrible.
No, it's fun. It's better than canoeing for me.
With or without kids.
With I can throw them in a kayak and kids is fine. It's really hard to tip one of them things over.
Canoe
is that's a real tough sport for me. No, I respect when I go out on the Kickapoo and I see the large families with the kids in the middle of the canoe and the wife and husband on the end having a good not fighting their way down the river, enjoying themselves. I am envious because that does not happen to me when I hit that up. Nope, I tip over frequently, and no. But okay. Hopefully you guys are getting out. It's awesome outside for doing nature, man.
For now.
No, I mean, that's summer. It's summer in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know.
So you should go out to check out some free music in a park. You should, go kayaking. You should go picking, foraging for things. Do all those things.
Or that's, grabbing blueberries.
Oh, he's
open.
Is he? Yep. Oh, heck yeah, dude. It's boy, we could really veer
is
off
this,
on a
is
tangent.
Sports or are we talking local talk now?
We're getting real local. I was about to get excited about Kryzinga sweet corn. I know, but that is the season, right? That's coming
all right,
too.
Sports.
Sure, buddy. We did the World Cup.
there is no sports really. We're in that one spot where football's right around the corner.
Football training camps?
Training camps.
Have either started or are underway.
Most of them start like Monday.
If
the way
you've
it looks
got
now.
A favorite team in the NFL, you've got a pretty good idea what you're excited about for your training camp experience. If you're a Packer fan, you're excited to see things like the offensive line come together because the Packers didn't have a first round draft pick this year. Second round pick was a cornerback. You're looking for offensive line to work out because they've cut some guys, they let some guys go in the offensive line, and they've drafted pretty well for them. So what you're wanting to see is Jordan Morgan and Anthony Belton the real deal at the guard and tackle position? If they are, the Packers have a real opportunity to have a top five offense this year. I firmly believe they've got. I don't. Mm-hmm. They do. Their wide receiver room on paper has a good pedigree, right? These are first and second round picks, right?
Are we talking about Christian Watson?
He's a former second round pick. Matthew Golden is a former first round pick. Jaden Reed was picked in the second round. Tucker Kraft, though he was picked in the third round, has clear first round ability when he's on the field.
Ah, and there it is.
I said that.
On the field.
He's, he missed half the year.
So did the half your receiving core.
Correct. So on the paper. They don't play it on paper, but same thing Jordan Love. On paper, Jordan Love is a top 10 quarterback. I can say.
I know. He was at least in the top five for a lot of categories for a quarterback.
Correct.
I know.
And it doesn't. He doesn't pass the eye test. I've watched.
But he doesn't. To me, he doesn't make others around him.
He does
better.
Not. Doesn't feel like he elevates.
He's not like a Matthew Stafford.
I see a strange amount of Still, Jordan Love's in his, you know, seventh year, eighth year, whatever. He's been around the league long enough that he should not have 12 for 22. Yeah. In his, he should not be passing 52%. He should be, he throws a lot of touchdowns, but his completion percentage leaves a bit to be desired.
Yeah.
On defense, the Green Bay Packers
got a quarterback.
I mean, that is better than at least one team in the NFC North. That's a fact.
Great.
No, with the Packers defense, you're looking again. It's young guys in new positions. All of a sudden Lucas Van Ness has to be a first round guy. Devontae Wyatt just got extended. He got himself a 3-year contract extension as a defensive tackle. He's going to be expected to play in the 3-4 defense. As a defensive lineman, not a defensive tackle. They drafted a guy in the third round that looks like he should start, brought a guy in from the Vikings to be in your other defensive line spot. So you're looking at, do these pieces fit? Because sure. They look like nice
and
pieces.
And that's honestly, that's with every team.
That's correct.
I mean, there's every team, for the most part.
Unless you're running it back because you happen to have won a Super Bowl last year, or
even there, they made changes.
Correct, or made it nearly all the way there.
Their running back, their MVP winning.
Correct, is now gone. Playing for the Chiefs, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. Yeah,
but
yep. So training camp. So I broke down a little bit of the Green Bay Packers. Could you give me in a paragraph or two? What are your yeah.
It's a mixed emotion.
So the Minnesota Vikings are a team in the NFC North. They play football sometimes.
If they had competent quarterback play last year, I think they would have won.
Won what?
The division, at least, if not more.
Well, that's a spicy take. All right. Well,
no, they would have.
Hard to compare because
Their defense is top five.
We joked, but they had the worst performance in modern history at the quarterback position last year. They didn't just have a bad year. They had worse than any team has ever seen a quarterback play,
yes.
And they still won nine games. They went 9-8.
We came in third. Detroit came last.
That's okay. Fair. You know? Yeah.
So if we had competent quarterback play last year,
you're going to win two games. Are you going to get that this year?
Silence.
I like that. That's the right answer.
I think we will. I think as much as I don't want Kyler.
Yes.
Kyler's just, I don't know. We talk about the size and his durability.
If you get the version of him that advertised,
first couple years,
that came into the league, and you finally has an offensive coach, finally.
Right.
For the first time in his career.
Sure.
He has support around him. He's got an all-pro lineman. He's got an all-pro tight end, in theory. He's got an all-pro coach, all-pro wide receiver,
right? The thing we've talked about a little bit before about J.J. McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's there. He just needed more. He needs more time.
Do you think he sees the field this year?
Yes.
In a starting capacity?
I think it's Kyler.
Okay.
It's Kyler's job to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Kyler starts and plays 6-7 games, but at some point Kyler shows true colors. Maybe.
So what
I don't
know. Saying is, and I'll take that. If you're gonna say
6 games, 5,
but you'd also have to tell me then that the Vikings have lost a lot of those games, correct? Because if you're, no matter how ugly your quarterback play is,
if we're losing, JJ will come in.
If you're 1-4, regardless,
no.
If you're 1-5,
maybe.
Do you assume that it's because of quarterback play? At that point?
I mean, the assumptions would be there because it's not going to be our defense. I mean, a lot of them are back. In fact, we got some better players. We got some rookies that are looking.
Did Harrison Smith decide to play one more year?
No, he's waiting until training camp next week, I think.
Gotcha.
Why not? He might wait until after training camp.
Sure, just to make sure that his team looks like it.
I mean, he's old. He doesn't, you know? No.
Okay.
It's like prepping in a restaurant. I don't want to prep. I just want to cook.
I understand.
Yeah, no, and we do. They'll be improved. Now, it's either going to be really good or really bad. That's it. That's going to be it. I don't think it's...
you don't think they're going to have a 9-8 season this year?
It's either going to be really good or it's going to be really bad.
Aren't you as a fan sort of either rooting for really great or really bad also? Like, you
depends
don't want...
depends on how the really great goes. Is it Kyler or JJ?
If they're 14-3, you don't care who their starting quarterback is, correct?
I do. Because that means there's a payday coming around in the offseason.
For a Kyler Murray.
For Kyler Murray.
Sure, that makes sense. But if, I mean, don't you trust the Vikings to make the right decision on their quarterback room?
Maybe. Maybe now
at
with their
this
new
point,
GM.
Yeah, after they've learned a pretty hard lesson.
That GM from Seattle I mean, there's a lot of praise for him, so
I could see a scenario where halfway through the year Kyler Murray looks like an all-pro and they signed him to that a Darnold deal.
Not until after the season's over.
Okay. All right. Because my concern would be then if you see J.J. McCarthy hitting the field, that you still haven't seen your starting quarterback for next year, right? Like if
and then at that point, J.J., then you're going to go, okay, do we keep this experiment going or do we completely tank and go for the six quarterbacks coming out in the draft next year?
It sounds like in the NFL, I mean, we talked about this a few weeks ago where they declared that this coming draft of the NFL season,
Arch Manning,
there's half a dozen. There's a guy who would have been picked number two in the draft last year, would have been the second quarterback taken. He came back. He went back to Oregon last year.
Yep.
You've got, it says it's like six or seven first round caliber quarterbacks. And I can tell you an experience watching the NFL draft and watching the NFL for as long as I have, never has there been. There was a draft with like Jim Kelly came into the league where there was four legit.
So Arch Manning.
Sure.
Dante Moore from Oregon.
Yeah.
Julian Sain from Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
CJ Carr from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Lenora Sellers, which that one.
I like that guy. Yeah. He looks like a quarterback.
Right.
I like that
and
guy.
And then Drew Mesmaker from Oklahoma.
Sure.
And then that one kid that's not able to do it right now.
Oh,
that year.
Sorsby.
Yes. Everybody's saying, yeah, he's legit looking,
he
but
is a
nobody
legit
trusts
looking.
Him.
No, they, as
but,
well they should not.
But, but they are. There are, I mean.
So if you're a team, that's.
Jets.
Quarterback tanking in the NFL, I used to think it was impossible. I used to think there's no way that you can get
smart, you can do
53
it.
Plus a practice squad, plus a coaching staff, plus an ownership group and a general manager on the same page that says we're going to sign enough guys to field a team, but we're going to do like major league.
We're going to look like we're going to trying.
Was that major league? That was the basis of like we're going to put these guys out there, but we're not going to be good. I used to think, nah, you can't pull that off because in the NBA you can. In the NBA you see it all the time.
Yeah.
Trade your best players.
Resting players.
Rest these guys, but in the NFL I just thought because it's so much contact.
It's cut and dry on who your starters and not starters are for the most part.
We were talking off the air about the worst teams in the NFL
Dolphins.
This year. The Dolphins signed a quarterback in the offseason in
Malik Willis.
Malik Willis played better than.
In his four games?
Than half the league, right? So he's a better than half the league starting quarterback in theory, maybe. But if you're the Dolphins, you paid a guy that after 2 years, you could say, hey, experiment over.
The Packer guy did.
Correct. You could say, oh, experiment over. Let's get that first-round pick.
Get rid of Tua.
So you got rid of Tua Tagovailoa. He's with the Falcons, who now have two left-handed first-round bust quarterbacks on their roster, because, hey, why not?
Mm-hmm.
But the Arizona Cardinals have Jacoby Brissett. Gardner
Browns.
The Browns have Gardner, or they have Shadur Sanders, Deshaun Watson, Dylan Gabriel.
Yes.
Whom it may concern.
But the competition right now for that one, which is interesting, mm-hmm. is Deshaun Watson and Shadur. That's the competition.
And those are like, neither of those guys shown themselves to be a starting caliber NFL quarterback.
Yeah, Shadur a little bit last year.
I mean, if he was your number two, you'd feel like you were in a great position. If you were a team like the Jets and you had Shadur Sanders as your number two quarterback and Geno Smith at 35 years old was your starter, you'd feel okay about that. But no, the Jets are rolling out Geno Smith
again
and a cavalcade of fifth round picks to back him up.
Raiders.
The Raiders have their first round number one.
Go ahead,
they got Kirk Cousins.
No, that's not what your reaction was off air. Kirk Cousins. But I mean, last year I think Kurt still had his Achilles. He's still bothered by that.
Sure.
You know, he didn't look like he was mm-hmm. before with Minnesota. But I would roll with him.
Okay.
I mean, any of those other teams, they'd roll with Kirk
Cousins.
And I think a couple of them were in the bidding with him.
Okay. All right.
So,
I mean, Minnesota has three former first-round picks on their roster, none of whom really have any guaranteed money on the table next year.
Nope.
You could clear the room for them.
Next year would be fifth year already. Right.
Yep. And they're not going to, I would assume, take the fifth year option on J.J. McCarthy. There's so many teams who are starting absolute Colts are starting Daniel Jones on purpose.
But he looked good until he got injured.
Are you, if you're trusting a guy with a blown Achilles to be your starting NFL quarterback next year, let me show you an Aaron Rodgers update.
So, I mean, but let's look. Well, speaking of Aaron, I mean, you got the Steelers with Aaron.
The Steelers,
there's no real, you know, there's
no. You have Aaron Rodgers and a nobody.
Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy.
That's pretty uninspiring. That wasn't fun 10 years ago. I can tell you as an NFL
Falcons, we already talked about them.
They have two first-round busts on their quarterback that they've given up a ton for.
I don't know if Penix is a bust, but he's just injured.
He hasn't played. If you can't, availability is the greatest ability in sports.
That's right. You have
to be able to show up.
But then you look at the Titans.
They have Cam Ward. They have nothing else. No, that's a bad team.
So we talk about the Raiders, Cardinals, Browns, Jets, Dolphins is the last of the rankings. I mean, Texans, C.J. Stroud's got to pick it up.
Bryce Young doesn't look like he was a former number one pick a few years ago. The amount of teams who need an upgrade at quarterback, and it's really the only position in sports that you have to draft for.
Okay, let's look at the top. Let's do top 16 because it's right here on the list.
Okay.
The only ones that would come to mind that need an upgrade would be...
These are the best teams, according to NFL rankings.
FBI rankings, based off of last year's schedule. I mean, Texans at ranked 13 are the only real question mark, right?
Yes, because their defense is incredible.
But he didn't play... He was up and down.
I don't know how great...
If he plays like his rookie year... Great.
Oh, that's a Super Bowl winning team if he does. I don't know how good Bo Nix is for
the.
I think he's okay. I think he's a B plus quarterback, but
that defense once again.
Well, it kind of carries them through. The Lions.
So let's look at the. I mean, we already looked at the worst. Saints, they're set.
They are set. They're locked into it. Yep.
Commanders are set.
Okay.
Colts are not.
Vikings are not.
Buccaneers are. Jags are.
Yeah.
I mean, really, out of that whole, out of 32 teams.
I think Trevor Lawrence is the guy this year who makes a leap.
He made a pretty good leap last year.
I think he can turn into who he was believed to be with the first overall pick.
6'7" with
But
once again, it's the Kyler effect.
Yeah.
Until Liam Cole might be a little weird, might be a little out there, but last year, man, he looked great.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and they made the playoffs.
In the NFC North, the only team with a quarterback problem is the Vikings.
They are.
Everybody else has it at least for the next couple of years.
But then as far as, aside from the quarterback, let's just look at the NFC North.
Sure.
We got time.
We do.
Because we got nothing else
to talk about. Very little, yeah, man.
So, in the NFC North, we'll just specifically talk about them. Let's go with your Packers. We already kind of talked about them.
Sure, yeah.
Lacking's defense. Right, and health.
I think you're missing, you know what they're missing is explosive players. The Vikings have Justin Jefferson, right?
Jordan Addison
is an explosive player. The Bears have, Caleb Williams is explosive.
Sure.
He is a dynamic
athlete. And I don't think the Bears have a question on the offense, really.
No.
I mean, assuming that Caleb takes another progression. Yep.
Caleb Williams, Colson Loveland, their tight end they got in the first round, looks like a first-round tight end.
Yep.
The Lions have explosive. Jahmyr Gibbs is perhaps the best player in the NFL. Maybe Bijan Robinson for the Falcons gets a...
I think it's coaching. I mean, I love Dan Campbell.
Sure do.
But the supporting cast is a question. I mean, we saw it last year.
Yeah.
He lost both the O coordinator and the defensive coordinator.
But their players are...
And they change.
Amon St. Brown, their wide receiving core, explosive
player. Jameson Williams.
Wow. Explosive player when he's available and making plays. Right. Their defense has real... Aiden Hutchinson is a real deal playmaker.
But that's the only one on...
Brian Branch, their safety, maybe. Did make the Pro Bowl.
But he also got suspended. But I'm saying, I mean, you don't have... Let's say, because we were looking at Aaron Donald coming to back... With Myles Garrett, but you don't have that in Detroit, so you could just tag team, you know, in Hutchinson. Yep. Then you're for, but
But the Green Bay Packers are missing explosive players.
Yeah.
Their best players are not...
explosive running back.
I mean, you don't have one. Josh Jacobs is a plotter. He's a bowling ball. He's a B-plus all the way around.
And he's already starting to show
And he's starting wear. To show wear and tear. Tucker Kraft had the most yards after catch of any player in the league last year, but he missed 9 games with a blown... Christian Watson's legs don't work good, so he probably won't play 17 games. Jalen Reed was hurt.
And
Jordan
Love
looks like a good quarterback.
And you lost Romeo Doubs.
Your most reliable pass catcher on defense.
Michael Gordon.
Your most explosive player on defense isn't going to see the field half the year. Micah Parsons is coming back with a real question mark.
3-4 games into the season.
Real question mark. Lucas Van Ness was a former first rounder. Isn't explosive. He's just pretty good.
Right.
Their secondary... you know, Xavier McKinney might be one of the better safeties in the league, so maybe they have one explosive player, but...
but it's defense. It's also defense on Chicago.
They're missing...
Chicago couldn't stop any. They got lucky and got interceptions and takeaways, but that's all they could do. They couldn't stop...
yes. Yep.
...anything otherwise.
So I... that
in Minnesota.
I think, again, and we talked last year before the season in the NFC North, that it's going to be the most competitive division. And we were right.
Yeah.
The best team in that division won 12 games. The worst team won 9 games.
Yeah.
That's pretty consistent. I don't feel like any of the teams in that division separated themselves positively from anybody else.
No. I've seen some people predicting that if we get Minnesota gets great quarterback play, that they win the division and go on.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue that if they had average quarterback play and repeated what they did last year on defense,
it's like the
they're going to
win. Cowboys.
They'd lose. They'd win. They'd have been a playoff team, no doubt.
Yeah,
I think the best
because we were beating people toward the end of the year there,
just
on defense alone, because we had that one game with Max Brosmer, who had negative yardage.
Oh, that was a tough game to watch, but they won that game.
Because of defense.
You're absolutely right. No,
that doesn't really happen very often. But
No.
But I think for Minnesota, it's quarterback play and it's secondary.
I was going to ask, is there something besides the
offensive line? But we've fixed the offensive line a little bit. We've gotten some. As long as we can stay healthy.
Sure.
And that's with every team. The O-line could stay healthy, and that makes a difference.
For me, the quarterback play is the obvious one for Minnesota.
Right.
There's going to be some hidden, and I don't want to say it's obvious depth, right? It's no fun to say, well, if the Minnesota's offensive line is healthy, because they haven't been in a bunch of years.
Sure.
So you could say the same thing with Green Bay, if their health holds up.
That's with any team. I mean, look at San Francisco last year and how far they got with nobody.
For the Green Bay Packers, I think that hidden thing isn't so much depth. I think they need... you're going to need a real lineman. Somebody has to be a Pro Bowler. There's got to be an unseen Pro Bowler on that Green Bay roster for them to make the playoffs. I really do believe that. I don't know.
As it all is right now, who wins that division this year?
I'm going to say Detroit. I believe that they have, because you converted to Dan Campbell. You were onto him a long time ago, and you've stayed on him, and I think you're right. I think he's the best coach in the NFC North. I think the fourth best coach is LaFleur.
Yes.
I think the third is O'Connell. I think then it goes Ben Johnson. But just because Ben Johnson hasn't shown it other than last year.
Right. But he made Bears better. I mean, he went to the playoffs.
He clearly, with the Bears, made them better.
Right.
They're watching them. Their offense made sense. For the first time in a decade, you could watch a Bears game from start to finish without...
if the Bears... it's not going to be because of coaching. I think it's going to be because players shoot themselves in the foot.
Well, and it's also for me that they play in the worst... at least because I see it on TV, the worst stadium for trying to win games in the winter.
Yeah, it's outside.
It's outside in Chicago. So your kicker... close games become a real, real struggle. They become luck. So much of those snow games rely on luck. And, that's a 50-50. So for me, the Bears at home is during the end of the season, that's not an advantage for them to play in it. It just really, really isn't. So, I'd very much, I would be surprised If like any of those teams didn't finish almost exactly where they did last year, that wouldn't surprise me.
Well, once again, I'm going to stick, obviously, I'm going to fandom. I'm going to stick with my Vikings. If we get competent quarterback play, we'll be either right there or the top.
At what point in the year do you, what does their record have to be before you could say, like, yeah, dude, O'Connell's got to go? Is there anything that they could do this year
where bad-wise?
If they're sitting at 1-8, right? And they're, are you done with O'Connell? Because Kevin O'Connell's former coach of the year has.
I think there's no question that he's a good coach. He's just, things happen.
I would tell you that for LaFleur, too. If there's,
Wolves,
a point.
For the most part, are pretty patient. I mean, they gave Zimmer 10 years.
Way too long, yeah.
10, 12 years. 10 years, I believe it was.
Wow. They didn't win a lot of playoff games in that time, did they?
No. But they're not, they're kind of like, they're not like completely like Pittsburgh, but they're like, they're patient. But
they want to
Kevin O'Connell
Pittsburgh.
Is a good coach. I mean, he's a good coach.
He'll be instantly.
He's a top 10 coach, I think.
I think so too, but I believe that about LaFleur years ago, too.
The last 4 years, it hasn't been all him. For the most part, he didn't have all, he was Kwesi Adofo.
Sure, yeah.
You know, the GM had did some decisions
that were incorrect.
That were wrong.
Yes.
And I don't think at some, I mean, it's.
Letting Kirk Cousins go was still a mistake.
Sam Darnold go, I think, was a mistake.
Yeah, fair. I mean, they had an option. They had their.
Because it's been quoted that O'Connell said, I wanted him to stay.
Sure.
But he didn't want to pay him. So that's a thing, you know? So, I don't know. Boy.
What's up, dude?
Oh, we almost got a minute and a half left.
Did we really just nail?
Can you tell, ladies and gentlemen, we want football so bad?
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about you. Quickly talk about your Brewers. They're doing really good.
The Brewers are 64-38. They have arguably the best record in baseball, or tied for, or near it. They won.
Tied right as of right now. I don't know what the final of the game is, but
again, my concerns are singular: arm fatigue for the entire pitching staff.
Sure.
Their depth is incredible. They're calling up and they're signing prospects. It looks like they're going to...
They beat the Mets today.
They did beat the Mets today.
Yep.
My real concern is guys like Jacob Mizorowski got pulled after 65 pitches in 4 innings last game. There's Robert Gasser, Kyle Harrison, any of these youngish guys they have on their team that have never proven themselves...
And when you throw 105 miles
make
an hour
playoff,
7 innings.
Correct. None of their starting quarterbacks
Johnson.
That they have left... have proven themselves to win down the stretch in the playoffs.
Sure.
There is nothing that will alleviate that short of a huge trade.
Sure.
And then you'll be able to say, okay, they're geared up and ready for the playoffs.
Is it a trade deadline already passed?
Trade deadline's coming this week.
Is it?
I think it's very, very soon in baseball. No, it might be a little longer down the road.
Next week,
it's
maybe?
It's coming.
Okay.
But they need to make that trade, whatever it is. Or, Mike, I'm just going to be nervous a lot for the rest of this year. Because
25 seconds.
That's just the Brewers in a nutshell. We're going to be nervous, and then we're going to beat the Dodgers and make it to the World Series this year. That's what we're going to do.
You know, I haven't mentioned the Twins.
You shouldn't. They're subpar.
They're third in the division. Anyway.
All right, fair. Big shout out to youth baseball. Thanks, coaches. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. See you later.